did Yud Beis Yud Beis, we're on Yud Beis Yud Beis, and we left. The last reason was in the middle of the Gemara. Now the reason why Rava said the reason why you're not allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour is not because the person might make a mistake and he might think that after chatzis is really before chatzis, because it's clear. Fifth hour is totally different from the seventh hour, and therefore there's no reason to say if we allow you to eat in the fifth hour, a person might come to eat after chatzos as well. There's no reason to suspect that. But, so what is the reason? The reason is because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein bir chametz ela tzreifa. Ein bir chametz ela tzreifa means, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's very limited how you can destroy your chametz. You can only destroy your chametz by burning it. Therefore, Chazal wanted you to have time to find the wood, to remember to find the wood, and therefore they said, "Go and stop eating the fifth hour, and during that time you'll be looking for wood, and then you'll burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour."
So that means that
means that Chazal Rabbi Yehuda, why?
But
this is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said that you mustn't eat in the fifth hour, because.
But it says to the Bonin Institute.
Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. It's Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Meir whether there was this institution of the 1 hour. Right, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Rabbanon did this, and the Meir said they didn't. So that's Machlok. Okay, so that is Adkan was the Pshat of Rav. Then the Gemara brought down that Ravina asked a question to Rava. Ravina asked a question to Rava that I'll just go over it again. Eitz Ravina Rava, it's in the Gemara, the first word on the line is Eitz. Yeah, you have it, Michael? Eitz Ravina Rava, Omar Yehuda, Amos says, Shaloi B'Shach Spiro. When did Rav Yehuda require you to burn it? That's only Shaloi B'Shach Spiro. Av B'Shach Spiro, but Bishas Biro has besossed the whole law. You can get rid of it anyway. It's only dafka to burn it. So Rashi explains that what did the Gemara mean first of all? What does Shalei Bishas Biro, what does Bishas Biro mean? Rashi says Shalei Bishas Biro means before the sixth hour, before the time, before the seventh hour. Right? Shalei Bishas Biro means before Chatzis. But there's no minatoya obligation to burn the chametz. It's only before this month. So Chazal said, go and burn it, tafka with burning. Go and get rid of it, tafka with burning. But once the time bureau came, once the shas bureau, once chatzis came, then one's obligated to do it any old how. That's how Ravina quoted a brisa according to Rashi. Shalei b'shas bureau means before chatzis. When did you hold it in? That's all before chatzis. But after chatzis, he never required you to burn it. So what was Ravina asking Rava? That's what Ravina brought. But what was he asking? He's saying, why are you telling me that you need to give an extra hour so you should remember to bring wood? You should make enough gemina b'chal. Because even if you don't have wood, so you'll get rid of it after chatzis. Yeah, he'll leave it. He'll leave it for after chatzis. So that's where we got to yesterday. And we pointed out there was a few chidushim in this Rashi. Number one, say the opposite order we said yesterday. Number one is that Rashi seems to say that you can chatzchila wait until after chatzos to get rid of the chametz. Because we're saying, why bother him to stop to look for words? Just wait till after chatzos, then I'll burn it anyway. He'll get rid of it anyway. Yeah, he'll get rid of it anyway. 1 second, you're not. Maybe you shouldn't wait till after chatzos. So Rashi seems to hold here, and Rashi also davdalid. He holds that no, enochami. The ikar time of getting rid of the chametz according to the Torah, the shas bi'uroi, is after chatzis. That's the ikar time when you get rid of the chametz. Shas bi'uroi is after chatzis. Beforehand, says Rabbi Yehuda, you should do it this way, dafka by burning it. But afterwards, that means once the ikar time of getting rid of the chametz is, Rabbi Yehuda has no limitations, you burn it anyhow, however you want. That's the first chiddush that Rashi tells us, that Shas Biuroi is after the Zman of Chometz, after the Zman of Chatzais, And at that stage, you can burn it in the old how, and you can mashma even chatzchila wait for that.
Get rid
of it in the old how. Yes, okay. I'm using burning it just as an expression of getting rid of it. Yeah, you're quite right. You should destroy it. Well, choose that way. Destroy it anyhow, as opposed to destroying by burning. That is the first chiddush of Rashi. The second chiddush that Rashi said, Rashi told us exactly the window of Reb Yudah. When did Reb Yudah say you have to destroy it by burning? When? Says Rashi, from the beginning of the sixth hour until the end of the sixth hour. That is the window. Not before, not after. Mitzchilas Shesh at Tzlev Shesh. So Rashi holds that before the sixth hour, Rashi here seems to be holding, before the sixth hour you can destroy it. Also anyhow, it's particularly, specifically between the beginning of the sixth hour and the end of the sixth hour, the Reb Yudah said destroying has to be done through burning. Those are the two chiddushim that came out from Rashi. I'm sure we have Tosis. Tosis is going to be Chalik and Rashi. But before we do Tosis, we want to learn a Gemara on Daf Chaf Zayin. But there, we see how that fits in with Shittas Rashi.
Is there any way you can understand Rashi's saying in the Reb Yudah that really the top burning is in the sixth hour with burning?
Well, Rashi is not much for that, because Rashi said that we don't. What's the whole big thing of giving him an hour to find wood? Big deal. So you won't find wood. I mean, big deal. We don't want you to delay it. We want you to do it before Chatzos. That's one Rashi. Another Rashi, Abdallah, Rashi says, you burn it at the beginning of the sixth. Says Rashi, don't wait till the beginning of the seventh. Why? Because you might make a mistake in the hour. I mean, don't make a mistake. Don't wait to the beginning of the seventh, because you're not allowed to wait to the beginning of the seventh. So Rashi holds, no, you can wait to the beginning of the seventh. Huh?
You can wait.
Right, so yeah, you can. No, right. He was asking me
about the finish. I want to say that the ideal time is the 6 hour of burning that will fit with the Rashi and the other Rashi. But if you can't do it, it's easy to simply, then you can get rid of it anyway. Just get rid of it.
So say Rashi Dabdal, it says clearly not like that. Rashi says it burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Ask Rashi, why burn at the beginning of the sixth hour? You should wait until the beginning of the seventh hour. Says Rashi, no, because you'll make a mistake of an hour. Come to what Reb Bernard saying, no, don't wait until the beginning of the seventh hour, because you're not allowed to wait until the beginning of the seventh hour.
Yeah, but I want to say, don't wait until the beginning of the seventh hour.
That's what you're saying.
You're in the sixth hour.
Right, that means don't wait until the beginning of the seventh hour. Yeah. Rashi said, not like that. The Gemara said, you burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. Do you mind? Because it's just noisy. Do you mind? Sorry. Maybe this time. You want a bit of air? That's
fine.
The Gemara says, burn at the beginning of the sixth hour, which according to you, would be good, and during the sixth hour. So Rashi says, but don't wait till the beginning of the seventh hour. Why not? Because you'll make a mistake of an hour. According to what you're saying, don't wait till the beginning of the seventh hour, because you shouldn't be burning it after Chatzos. Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi holds that you can't wait till the seventh hour. And so Rashi's mashma there. What's the here basically?
You can push back an hour, like, so then you have the time to put you over the
seventh hour and onwards,
but
not too much longer. Right. Right. I'm trying to find a way to
get
through Rashi or more, and see more together. Which two Rashis? The one in Abdallah and the one, yeah. It's very well. Ron Abdallah says, don't wait until the beginning of the seventh hour, because you'll just make a mistake of an hour. That means you can't wait till the beginning of the seventh hour. And Rashi also says, that, what does Rashi say here? That no problem if you don't find wood, because you'll destroy air if you want afterwards. Which again, Rashi seems to be staying open. You can wait for the seventh hour to do it. You're not worried about that you won't find wood, so you won't find wood.
But it's hinted though that in the seventh hour you can also burn it. Not that it has a deadline. Rashi says you might make a mistake, and you might just say, Lachatila, you can get rid of it in the seventh hour. Does he say that you can burn it in the seventh hour too?
As opposed to what?
Getting rid of it any other way.
Burning is also getting rid of it.
I know, but I thought it was.
Nobody's saying you can't burn it in the seventh hour.
So in our studio, he's not saying that you cannot.
He's saying we don't need to give you time to find wood, because even if you can't find wood, you can destroy it some other way.
After the sixth hour.
Long
and this isn't just Rabbi Yehuda, it's also Rabbi Meir. Don't they both hold in our Mishnah that the seventh hour is the time for burning.
Nachon. This point there's no argument. On this point there's no. They're all masking that from Chatzos is the time of destroying Biru, the time of destroying. The only question is whether you have to do it by burning or you can do it some other way. Kuntrame, you can do it however you want. So we don't need to give you any particular time to find words. No, contribute, no, you have to do it by burning. So that is the Gemara on the Yud Beis Amud Beis. Now we have to go to the Chav Zayin Amud Beis. If you don't have it, then you have Chav Zayin in your volume?
Yes.
Oh, good, excellent. Right, so the Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 27b. So this is where Yehuda came with his Chiddush Ein Biru Chomei Tzedek. This is going to be the Makor. So we're going to learn through the Gemara, and we're going to see how that has fits in with our what we're learning now. Tanya says in a Braisa, you got it in the middle of the page. Tanya, Omar Reb Yehuda, Ein Biru Chomei Tzedek Sefer. The only way to get rid of Chomet is to destroy Chomet is by burning it. So where do you know that? There's no pasuk in the Torah that says burning. No. So how did Reb Yehuda know you have to burn it? He's radical, right? Pashtus. What is when the Torah says Tashbisa, what's the Pashtus? How do you get rid of Chomet?
Anywhere.
Anyhow, right? Doesn't say how, so you destroy it anyhow. So he came along with a radical opinion that no, you have to do it through burning. Ein bo chomet zeh sefer. Vadin noisim. So he's got to prove it. So he said, I've got a kal v'chomer. Omar noisim. She'enoi bebal yor bebal yimotze. Yet there's a Torah, there's a din called noisim in the Torah. And noisim does not have any issa in seeing noisim. There's no issa to have noisim in your house. It's not bebal yor bebal yimotze. So, and yet, ton sif, and yet the Torah says the only way to get rid of it is by burning it. Chomet sheyeshna bebal yor bebal yimotze lekol shekin. Chomet sheyeshna bebal yor bebal yimotze. Chomet where does have the issa bebal yor bebal yimotze lekol shekin. Isn't it a kol shekin? Isn't it a kal v'chomer sheton sefer that you need to destroy it through burning? So he said, I've got a gavaldik kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer means that, although we all know what kal v'chomer means, but I just want to stress it because it's important to understand how we're going to learn the Gemara. Kal v'chomer means like this. The Torah was made in a way that doesn't say the halacha by every point. It doesn't say the halacha of every theme that's mentioned in the Torah is not written out explicitly. Hashem wants us to use our brains a little bit, and one of the methods of working out the halachas is by kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer means like this, very simple. There's two halachas. One is more chomer than the other. The more chomer one doesn't say it's halacha, how to behave regarding the more chomer halacha, but the more kal one does. The kal one has a certain chomer on it. So we make a kal v'chomer. If already the kal one has that chumrah, so certainly something which you're meant to treat with more severity certainly has that chumrah, right? It's quite obvious that everyone can make their own kal v'chomer. Is the one that's written in the Torah is that Moshe Rabbeinu turned around to Hashem and says, why are you telling me to go to speak to the Yidden to tell them they're going to come out of Mitzrayim? They're not going to listen to me. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know they're not going to listen to him? Why make up stories? Maybe they will. So he has a kal v'chomer. He said, look, Paroi, he's got an easy life. And yet he didn't listen to, wrong way around. That what about me going to Paroi? Paroi's not going to listen to me. So, well, how do you know Paroi's not going to listen to you? So he said, yeah. So I went directly to the Eden, and they didn't listen to me. And they've got full reason to listen to me. I'm telling them, you're going out of servitude and you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Why should you not want to listen to me? The Paroi that wants to keep this nation by him, you think there's any chance of him listening to me? That's a kal v'chomer. He went from the more obvious, the more lenient, the more reason why this should be like that. There was the Eden, more reason for them to listen, and yet they didn't listen. So certainly Paroi, who has less reason to listen, should certainly not be listening to me as well. Kal v'chayma, that's written in the Torah, one of the Kal v'chaymas written in the Torah. But there's been plenty of Kal v'chaymas that we ourselves can make. One of them is Noisa, says the Gemara. One of them should be Noisa, that one. That Noisa, which one's more chama? Noisa or chamitz? Which one's more chama? So it says the Gemara chamitz. Why is chamitz more chama? Because chamitz is bad. I'm not saying Noisa, so chama is more chama. So now we know that any chumra there is in Noisa should be applicable by chamitz. Any chumra in Noisa should be at least applicable by chametz, because chametz is more chametz than it. Now, one of the chumras there is by noisa is the noisa you have to burn. It doesn't say how you can get rid of it. It doesn't say you can destroy how you like. It says specifically you have to destroy it by burning. Whoa! They told me, put something on my head. Burn that noisa. You can't chuck it out. You can't chuck it down the toilet. You can't throw it in the garbage. You can't be mafkir. You can't do anything you like. You have to burn it. A chumra. So if the Torah is machmir by Noisa, certainly the Torah should be machmir by chametz. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Kal v'chomer. But then Noisa, Noisa. For my Noisa, she'ein me b'bani v'bani motze. Noisa doesn't have the chumetz of b'bani v'bani motze, and yet torn seifo, and it's seifo. Chametz, she'yeshno b'bani v'bani motze, chametz, which does have the surim of b'bani v'bani motze, like culture changes on Sefer, certainly it needs Sefer. Right? Good cast, good Kavachem. Amrullah, they turned back to him. Now here you have to chat this. Amrullah, they turned back to him and said, one second. Is burning a chumma or is it perhaps a kula? A kula, how can it be a kula? Burning a kula, you told me, I have to burn it. I can't do it any other way. In which way can it be a kula? He said, no, burning can be a kula. What happens if it's noise on Shabbos? What do you do?
So,
right. Now, if the din was you could get rid, destroy any old hell, you'd have to deal with it on Shabbos. But because the Torah said you have to burn it, so you've got till after Shabbos to do it. What would be if there's no wood? There's no wood to burn it. The government make any thing, or no fires. You're not allowed to make a fire. So. Barbecues are forbidden. Not allowed to make a fire. There's a fire hazard. You can't burn it. So what do? So if there was a din that you can destroy any old hell, you'd have a chiyuv to destroy it. But since the Torah says you have to destroy it by burning, well, I can't burn it. So may not be potter. So if the Torah limited it to burning, of course it's a chumah, I'm telling you, you have to burn it, but it's also a kula. Included in it is a kula. They said sometimes you let off. So now that destroys the whole kal v'chomer. It's possible to say, you know why the Torah said burn Noisa? Because Noisa is not so common. So the Torah is willing, sometimes you won't be able to destroy it. Sometimes you won't be able to destroy it because Noisa is not so terrible. But Chomet, which is much more common because it's Bali Rabbani Motse, perhaps the Torah is not so easy to go. Perhaps the Torah will say, no, destroy it, any old hell. We're not going to let you get away and say, well, I'm sorry, I'm an earnest, I can't burn it today. Because destroy it. So that's all they turned around to. Amrulay, kol din, any din, shata don tchilos el hachmir. That the tchilo, that means you started off learning it as reading the hachmir, but soipi lahokol, but in the end of the day, it can cause a leniency. Ain't a din, that's not kavachayma. Can't make kavachayma like that. Because since included in this kavachayma is a leniency, so it's knocked everything out, because it could be that the reason why, by Noisa, we said it, it's tough gets destroyed by burning, because then there's a kula, a what? That if you don't have any wood, then you won't be burning it. Lo yimotza eitzim esof, if you don't find wood to burn it, yeyoshev botel, you'll be sitting and doing nothing. The Torah said, Tashpisus Emirateichem. And the simple translation of the pasuk is, Bechol Dovo Shatei Yochel Hashpisoi. Anyhow, any method to destroy the chametz, you should destroy it. So it says the chametz review that we disagree to your whole idea. You're saying that you have to burn it. No, because what would be if you don't have any wood? You'll be Yosef Botim. So it's not good, Bechol. So this Kal v'chomer goes out the window. That is.
Why is that more simple kind of a thing? The note that the Torah specifically said burning. The Holocaust didn't say that, that's reasonable.
Right. But if.
If. Burning, if you can't burn it,
if burning is a chumrah, then Rabbi Yehuda was saying that you have to specifically burn it. But now that we're saying that burning is a kula, so therefore they're arguing, saying it can't be, you have to specifically burn it. You get rid of it anyhow.
Chomitz,
yeah, yeah.
Actually, surely you know that from
Tashbisu. No. Tashbisu means to destroy. How to destroy doesn't say. If I can learn from Noisa that Tashbisu means to burn it, then Tashbisu would mean to burn it. No, no, that's a kavah chayim. Hashem leaves us. Tashbisu means it should be mushpat. Why did the Torah use the word Tashbisu? Because we want to tell us Indian bittul, that's we learned in Abdalit. Hashem wants to tell us there's a music of bittul as well. So Hefker, the Tashbisu doesn't really mean too much, just means to destroy it. Says the Chachamim that the simple reading of Tashbisu means to destroy it, which means destroy any old house. So how can you tell me it means to destroy by burning, which will lead to a kula? What's the kula? Right, claim honest and you have nothing to do. So, why are we learning this Gemara? It's very geschmack. Why are we learning? This Gemara seems to be faket, opposite to what we just learned in our Gemara of Yud Beis. Seems to be, before we get to Rashi here, seems to be against what we learned in the Yud Beis on the base. In the Yud Beis on the base, what did the Chachamim, what was the opinion of Rav Yehuda? What was the opinion of Rav Yehuda? What did Ravina say the opinion of Rav Yehuda was?
If the
6 hour
passes,
you get rid of it anyhow. So in which way is it called in Shasa at the Don's Chilas and Achrim Sefer LaHokin? What does the Gemara here mean that if you don't find wood, you'll be Yoshev Botel? No, I won't. Oh, I said before we get to Rashi. In which way will be Yoshev Botel? Right. So you won't burn in the 6 hour. You'll burn it. You'll get rid of it. You'll destroy it in the 7 hour. So what's the big deal? If you're just saying, you should know the hour before is non-bill, do it by burning. And what happens if you can't find fire? So you'll get rid of any hours afterwards. So what is the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean here by saying, kol din shatadon tchilos al-hachem, soifei lahokem? What's the kula here? The kula is that you'll be loimotze itzim asofa, yoyshev or botel, you'll be sitting around doing nothing. You won't be sitting around doing nothing. You'll get rid of it. You'll destroy it in the 7th hour. What's the big deal? That's the kasha on the Gemara here. That's the kasha on the Gemara here. Al pi Rashi. Nachon? So Rashi here is going to answer it.
But could it be, though, that a person delays it because, you know, there's no word, so we'll wait now. And then he gets involved in something else. Then he forgets about it altogether. And it doesn't happen.
So Kav Chomer doesn't make you do that. That's your forgetfulness. The Kavah Chaim is not causing me to be Yosef Batim. The Torah says Tashbisu, I'll do Tashbisu. When will I do Tashbisu? I'll do it after Chatzos. I'll do it after Chatzos. Right? So is there any kula in the Chumah of Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda said you have to burn it. Is there any kula in the Chumah of Rav Yehuda? So Gemara said, yeah, because you'll be Yosef Batim. So why be Yosef Batim? You won't be Yosef Batim. In a time, in the 6th hour I can't do it, but in the 7th hour I'll do it, I'll get rid of it anyhow. So what's the Gemara mean by Yeshev Botel Vatei Amas Yeshvizu Zayim Vatei Echem?
Which
actually
is because
that's the time to do it.
It's kind of a funny thing to learn from it because no star is supposed to burn it once it's become Isser. Here he's saying burn it, it's like it's a time Isser.
Yeah, that question Tosis stuff you base on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the big kasha. Yossi, you hear the kasha? You say Rashi answers it. But you hear the kasha. Now, why is it called Yeshiv Botel? You'll be able to do it afterwards. Now, if you would learn like Bernard or Yossi, this kasha which I'm now asking is not a kasha. If Milachatchila, you're meant to be burning the Chomet before Chatzis. You should be getting rid of the chametz before chatzos. 7 days of kula. I won't be able to do the chatzchila. If the chatzchila, you should be getting rid of the chametz before chatzos. B'di'evad, after it. But the chatzchila, the time to get rid of the chametz is before chatzos. So you're telling me, how should I do the chatzchila? Only by burning it. Because if you can't do it, that's how you have to do it. What happens if I don't have wood? What happens if I don't have wood? So don't worry, you'll do the b'di'evad. What do you mean do the b'di'evad? I want to do the chatzchila. The chatzchila should do it by beforehand. And if you wouldn't make this kavah chayimah, I would do the chatzchila. I would destroy it any other way. So if you would learn like you, then the kasha doesn't begin. But Rashi does have the question. So again, another Rashi, which is clear, who holds that the chatzchila time to burn is also after chatzis. Chatzchila time to after chatzis as well. So let's see Rashi. Rashi called in. Called in Shatadon. We have three Rashi's to do. Called in Shatadon. It's four, three Rashi's. Called in Shatadon. Shemitzchilosoi, Atadonoi, called in. Any Kavachem, Shatadon, which you are trying to make. Shitzchilosoi, Shemitzchilosoi. That the original school of thought is Atadonu, Gderahachra. That you are learning it in order to be machmir on this halach. Shari chamo, because chametz, that's a pick by chametz, is chamo. Vata maybe lo yichoy me'achi. And therefore you bring an additional stringency. If chametz is so chamo, it should have the stringency of something else. Because the chametz, like you said, and what did you say? Chametz shu v'bali roi. Chametz is chamo because it's bali roi. Ein edin shetot and seifo. Certainly you should need seifo. That's what the kavachemich wanted to say. But soifoi nimse. But at the end of the day, it'll turn out shechoy meshat amitziv olam the chumah that you're adding to it, goyim lo la'akel will cause it kula for it. Einoidin. That's not kavachemer. Shaidin melamed shehei chomo. The whole kavachemer has come to teach it that the chomet should be more chomo. Vahu mekilei. And the chomet, forget this kavachemer now is causing. The chametz will be more cow, which can't be. Why? What's the kula? Shem lo yimotze eitzim, yeshu v'yivatei. If he doesn't find words, he'll be by, he'll sit and do nothing. B'miyeh. So now Rashi's got this kashuv. Afa gam domin, even though we said the peik coming up, you'd base. Even though we said in the first peik, le'eb yudah. Ukom je'eb yudah, we said, avo b'shas v'yuroi. You can get destroy it anyhow. Regarding the machlokes, that's what we said. So what's the kula here? If you can't burn it in the 6th hour, you'll get destroyed some other way in the 7th hour. So what's the kula? By that dispute, the man of Yudah. That's what we said, that Yudah agrees to remain after Chatzos. So what's the Yoshev Botel? He'll destroy it any other methods after Chatzos. Miu Kula, says Rashi, is a Kula. What's the Kula? The Mishu writes a lot, says Bisha Yara. Somebody wanted to go on a journey. Oy B'tzoy Shloishim, or within the 30 days. Yeah, maybe take out the word oy. Because there is Shloshim, somebody takes out the word oy? Ah, very good, it should be. Yeah, Mishu, very good. Okay. Mishu, it's a lot of Mishu, somebody wants to go on a journey within 30 days. And we learned our locha last month. Don't we know that we said, Zokuk Levahe, that somebody who goes on a journey has a chiyuv of Biur Chometz. Now, what type of Biur Chometz is he going to do? So this is before the Zman of Chatzos. And before the Zman of Chatzos, how does Rabbi Yehuda say the only way to destroy Chometz, before the Zman of Chatzos, what's the only way?
Burning.
By burning. And she'ein eitim mitzofai, yeh yoshev or botin. He'll sit around and it'll be bottled. He'll leave her in and he won't destroy it. So says Rashi, I found the case that Yehuda is more mekom. Because if you say you have to burn it, in order to serve your chametz, you have to burn it after. So you're right. If you're at home, so after chatzitz, you'll destroy it some other way. Big deal. There's no chumah, no kula. The first thing, before chatzitz, try and burn it. You can't burn it, but you'll destroy it some other way. But what happens if somebody's going on a shayorah, somebody going on a journey within 30 days? The sin is going within 30 days. So he's before chatzitz, and he's not going to be home afterwards. And the halacha is, if you go within 30 days, you've got a chiyuv to destroy the chametz. So how's he going to destroy it? The only way is by burning. If he doesn't have any wood, so you're going to tell him he's scot-free. How can he be free? You've caused the kula. Chametz is more chomo, and you're trying to make a kula. Had you not opened your mouth and made this kavah chomer, what would we have told this person? What would you have told him? Had we not made this kavah chomer, destroy it anyway. And now we've told you, no, you have to destroy it after my burning. Well, I don't have anything to burn it. Okay, so you're potter. So kol din shadu dom mitzkilos and achmi, but say for the argil, ain't it din? It's not kavah chomer. So says Rashi, that's the chumah. That's the kula comes out. So Rashi evolved about the point that we said. In a chalami, you could wait till after chatzos. Probably okay. But there's a case where you won't be able to. Somebody's done it, go b'shiyah. He can't take it with him. Store has some chumps. What do you want him to do? He'd be burning it. If he had wood, he would burn it, but he can't. Yes, that's the Rashi, very good, fits in with the Gemara. So to answer the Gemara, right? The Yoshi bottle, be Yoshi bottle, to mean by Yoshi bottle, there would be somebody going to say, Yoro will be Yoshi bottle. So Yeshua asked the most strongest question there is in Rashi. The Stira in Rashi. Stira Gluya in Rashi. Rashi said, if you'd base on the base, what was the window? Remember the second chiddush we started today? What was the window that Rabbi Yehuda said to burn that you got the obligation to burn dafka from the beginning of the sixth hour until the end of the sixth hour? Beforehand, you can destroy every life. Afterwards, you can destroy every life. Ein bi'or chometz el seif is only in that window of the sixth hour. So what's Rashi talking about here? Some yoytz b'sheyar on 30 days before, and within 30 days, it's before the sixth hour. So you destroy however you like. Maybe you don't ever say it again. So destroy it. Destroy it. Be mafazir in the rock. Throw it down the toilet. Send it to a goy. What's the difference? Get rid of it. You tell me you have to destroy it by burning. I never said you have to burn it in the fifth hour or the fourth hour or the third hour or 2 days before or 5 days before. I never told you have to burn it. All I said is in the sixth hour you have to burn it. So why is that Yosef your bottle? If you're going to tell me something Yosef is, if somebody's at home, so very good, I'll do it after Chatzos. If he's going to Shayara, well then he's before the sixth hour. If he's before the sixth hour, Rashi said, before the sixth hour, you can do it anyhow, any method. So what's the Yosef bottle? Yeah, you hear the Kashi Yossi? Such a strong Kasha. Yeah, Rashi said that.
The Mishnah says that.
No, the Mishnah doesn't.
Mishnah
doesn't. No. The Mishnah says that. Third wide line. Shalom b'shas b'yur. No, we won't let him say that. Just Rashi. Shalom b'shas b'yur is Rashi mitzchila shesh. Ad v'chol shesh. From the beginning, sixth hour, the time is sixth hour. Mashma, and before that, not. That's the crazy of Rashi. Like what he said, good steer, right? Contradiction. Rashi is based on it, based, said that when did Rabbi Yehuda say they have to burn it? Mitzchilas shesh. Atzov shesh. From the beginning of the sixth hour. Meaning in the fifth hour, what would be? No such thing. You can destroy it anyhow. And Rashi Chavzayin says that if somebody is going on a journey, Shayara, and which is obviously before the fifth hour, somebody going on a Shayara, and he can't burn it, he doesn't have any wood, so he won't burn it. Because the only way to destroy it then is by burning. So why? Rashi said that anything before the sixth hour, there's no thing they have to burn it, dafka, by straight road. He didn't say that. The Buddha said, you can destroy any house. So somebody going to Shayara, they'll just destroy any other house, any other method. So why is there's a steering? Rashi Chavzayin seems to say also before the fifth hour you have to destroy Dafka by fire. And Rashi is based on base, very good. Rashi is based on base seems to be saying that no, anything before the fifth hour you can destroy it any method you like. Yes, yes.
Why is it just through the sixth hour?
Everyone in school.
Most of the time, is everybody doing bigger chazakah only at that time, only with this?
So, if you're saying that, then you could say that also after chazakah. That's right. The Gemara was saying after chazakah that you can destroy it any method. But you'll say, no, a person won't know that, and a person will think he has to burn it, and he doesn't have any wood. If you're ready to give him such a kibbutz, then you don't need to run to Shayara. You can say that's done. After Chatzos, we have that risk. Answer is that no, people get taught how to go to proper Chadorim. And you learn how to do it. You started a different way. You started.
And the 6 hours, the
ah, I thought you were. I thought you were starting to say something.
The guy who started with God, he's 6 hours, he's 6 hours when he leaves.
Oh, that's how I thought you started to say. Yeah. That's a long savant, which you're trying to say. Let's try and work out. I'm just going to explain what I'm trying to say. Let's try and work out what would be the means of flour. Why did Rashi say in the sixth hour, that's when you burn it, not before and not after? What did he be the mean of flour by that? Why, if you have to burn in the sixth hour, why not in the fifth hour? What's the difference? So the answer is, the chayra, is what Rabbeinu is suggesting, that chazal wa mechayim you to burn the chametz before Zman Biyur. That's what Chazal and Mechayiv. And that, when you have a chiyuv to burn, when you have a chiyuv to destroy, so says Rabbi Yehuda, you have to destroy in a particular way. In the fifth hour, the fourth hour, the third hour, there's no chiyuv to burn. There's no chiyuv to burn then. And like Rabbi Yehoshua mentioned, you can even eat it. There's no chiyuv to burn then. If there's no chiyuv to burn, there's no chiyuv biyur chametz on me. So there's no din in how to do it. Only when there's a chiyuv biyur chametz, then if you just said, yeah, do it this way, because we're learning from Moses, do it this way. But when there's no chiyuv biyur, then you can do it anyhow, because there's no chiyuv biyur. So says Rav Bernard, the Rambam Shavuot, that when somebody going on a shayara, now he has a chiyuv biyur. This is his chiyuv biyur. Somebody going on a shayara 30 days beforehand, chazal puts on him a chiyuv biyur. He's obligated to be mevay the chametz now. Just like anyone else in the sixth hour before chatzos, Chazal said, soifim b'tchilas sheish, we're mechayiv you to do biyur chametz now. So too, somebody going on a shayara, Chazal mechayiv you to do biyur chametz then. Whenever there's a chiyuv biyur chametz, then Rabbi Yehuda said, do it by birth. So Ramela, what did we ask? Rashi said in the fifth hour there's no chiyuv to do it by birth. Yeah, because there's no chiyuv biyur, because you're going to be there in the sixth hour. So no chiyuv biyur in the fifth hour. So therefore, there's no chiyuv biyur. There's no limitation to how to destroy it. If you want to destroy it some other way, bevakasha. The minute the chiyuv biyur kicks in, 6 hour. Oh, so if you have to burn it up, go with. You have to destroy it up by burning. Somebody's going on a journey within 30 days. He has that chiyuv biyur. The Chazal took the Chiyuv Biyur off the stick down and put it on him now. Ah, if he's your Chiyuv Biyur, so he has to do it after by time. That's a Bernard's vault, and Bernard Machaven to Gdola. Very good. On that sheet that you got there. Yeah, Vandal. So on the sheet that we gave out, Bernard, you have a sheet. And then Mike, you have it. So there's an important Rosh. an important Rosh that discusses who we paskin like. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Reb Yehuda? Do we paskin like Chachamim? Who do we paskin like? Oh yeah? I thought you made big bonfires.
Yeah, but we don't do it in the
6th hour. Say that, but who do we pass on? We don't do it like a mayor, we don't scatter it in the wind. So it stands out. Say that, okay. Yeah.
We're
on. Very nice, right? So the Rosh discusses who we pass on, like. Gimel. Sorry, I'm looking wrong one.
You all said
Gimel?
Yeah. Gimel
and the Yehush. Oh, very busy. Here we are. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Thank you. Right. So, right. And it's at the end of that, we haven't learned Rabbi Netanya, but at the end of that Rosh, he says, V'afra Pirish Rashi, B'shoa Chamishit. Do you see the end of, you have the Rosh there, you're on Gimel, you're inside. So the last line of Gimel.
The last line of Gimel. Yeah.
The Apra Pesh Rashi. So we'll do this Rosh properly next time. The Apra Pesh Rashi. Peshach Hamishis Moida Shemavai B'chol Dovah. In the 5th hour you can destroy it anyhow. So it says the Korban Asana over there. Then Ois Ches. You have Ches, you have the Korban Asana Ches. Right? Yevah. So mid the period Rashi not with base, Shaloi Bishas Piuroi, Bitchilas Shesh. Since Rashi says Bitchilas Shesh, Vichol Shesh, Mashma, Bishachine, another time, Shaloi Bishas Piuroi, Hashbisos Vicholova, Mashma, you can do it anyhow. Hitcha Tov, Fake the Tov, Bissimin Tov Men Hey, Bizera Shaynoi, Pain in Ear came. It's not Mashma like this. Mi Piurushoi, from his Rashi's explanation, Shul Pirish, to Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, affiliates B'Sheyora. Who doubt could say, even something going on like a Sheyora has to burn it. So you see, even if it's before, that's the Torah's question on Rashi. The Kiven and the Torah meant, which Rashi did it mean? The Mashakos of Rashi, Daf Chamzayin, and Beis. Now what Rashi said, Daf Chamzayin, and Beis, Dibbe Masal, Sheim Loi Motza Eitzim, Ayin Shom. Rashi said it then. V'neir li yashiv, here comes Korban Asanah Rabbeinu, maybe your grandchild will come to Sanel. V'neir li yashiv, Tash Tosfos, Daf Yud Beis Hikshal Pirush Rashi, Daf Tosfos is going to ask on Rashi, the B'Shas Piyor Henach HaChatzos, that the time to burn it is after Chatzos. So Tosfos asks, okay, one second, I don't want to read the whole text, we haven't done it yet. One second. Yes. Okay, I'll tell it about Peh, because I want to run this first inside. Right, he says, that what, according to Rashi, that what you have to burn it, that is the time of Biochomet Midrabbonon. The time of when you Biochomet Midrabbonon, that's when you have to burn it. So, in Seder Lemezin, he says, the last line of the Covenant Sanel, Im Holo Peshiyara, if he's going on a Shiyara, Gamkein Chachomim Hetilo Olav Levi. Chachomim imposed on him, he has to destroy the Chomets. Then, we learn from Noisa. And since the Chachamim said, you have to destroy it, you have to destroy it. But you ain't going to show Chamishis in the 5th hour, before that, when you're not going to Shayara, then the Chachamim didn't give any obligation to burn it, and the Mela they said, then you can do it any old house. So made of what came out. Let's just be stuck in answer about a question. We have this theory in Rashi. Rashi Daf Yud Beis says in the 5th hour you can burn it, you can destroy it anyhow. In the 5th hour you can destroy it anyhow. In the 6th hour you have to destroy it by burning. In the 5th hour you can destroy any old method. That's Rashi and Daf Yud Beis. But Rashi Daf Chav Zayin says that something you're going to show you all has to burn it. Anyhow, any method.
Not just the 6 hours burning?
Right. Right. Good question. And Rashi Dafi Chavzayin said, something going to Shia, which is after Purim, you have to destroy it by burning. Says the steer. So the answer is, what your question is. You ask why? What's Rashi's rational b'chal? That Dafka in the 6th hour, you have to burn it. But not in the 5th hour. Well, what do you mean? Answer is, that in the 6th hour is Zman Bil Mizrabona. The Chazal will mechayiv you to get rid of chametz in the 6th hour. In the 5th hour, they wasn't mechayiv. So he learned from Noisa, says Rabbi Yehuda, I learned from Noisa, the Noisa you have to destroy by burning. So who are then, Bil chametz you have to destroy by burning. When? When the Chazal will mechayiv you to destroy it.
That's Tosef's question on Rashi.
But what does Rashi learn? You're right, you have questions on Rashi. We have more Rashi learns. Rashi learns, you learn from Noisa that when there's this man bio, not midirais, because Rashi holds not on that, there's man bio midirabonon, then you burn it. You have to destroy it after by burning. So it says, so if you learn like that, there has to be only when there's a Zman Bio, at least Midrabanon. So obviously, if you go to Shayara, there is a Zman Bio. Midrabanon is a Zman Bio. And therefore, you destroy it, that's good by like burning.
I have a question. So when you're talking about the Doraisa, even though there's a few, but now you have to burn it, but now you can't use the Kaaba Homer anymore because now you've got a bona fide Kula.
Right? That's why they are.
So that's what's so cool. That's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to everybody, after this man, he keeps doing it any old way.
Yeah. So that's right. Except the Rashi doesn't. That there is a Kula still.
No. I'm talking about from the beginning of the 7th hour onward.
Yeah. Destroy it however you like.
Destroy it any way. Even Rabbi Yehuda wrote that because he wrote that no sort doesn't apply anymore. You don't have that
Nosar
called
Homer
anymore because of the
Kula. Not because of the Kula, because he never learns it then. Because if it's because of the Kula, then he's going to be stuck with Shiara. If he is buttons him, that was the question the Chacham asked on him. That by Shiara, is the Kula. He won't burn.
I know, but is that a Rabbanan when he leaves within 30 days?
It's so
huh?